Delegacija ambasade Australije i zamenik ambasadorke Glenn Morrison položili su juče vence i održali pomen u čast obeležavanja dana Anzaka na groblju Commonwealtha u Beogradu. Na ovom groblju sahranjeno je 27 Australijanaca i 15 državljana Novog Zelanda, a dan Anzaka se obeležava kao počast palim ratnicima. Svake godine u Australiji i ambasadama te zemlje u celom svetu obeležava se 25. april, kada su se 1915. godine australijske i novozelandske trupe iskrcale na Dardanelima. Tog dana u bici kod Galipolja poginulo je 8500 Australijanaca i više od 2000 Novozelanđana. Prema tradiciji, počast poginulim vojnicima obeležava se i stavljanjem crvenih makova na njihove grobove i kačenjem tog cveta na rever. Odajući poštu poginulim vojnicima u Prvom svetskom ratu, zamenik ambasadorke Julie Finney, Glenn Morrison, je rekao:
"It was on this day, 103 years ago, that soldiers of the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps went ashore at Gallipoli in Turkey. At exactly 18 minutes past four, on the 25th of April 1915, an Australian legend was born. For eight difficult months, those brave men, our first Anzacs, held firm on the steep ridges above the beach that would be known as Anzac Cove. Fighting was bloody, often hand to hand, and in the worst conditions you could imagine. The Allied campaign was also ultimately a failure. While much was lost, the spirit of the Australian and New Zealand soldiers never wavered. This Anzac spirit had stood and still stands for reckless valour in a good cause, for enterprise, for resourcefulness, comradeship, fidelity and endurance that will never own defeat. This year, being the centenary of the end of the First World War, is a reminder of the many Australians and New Zealanders that have lost their lives in war. It is also a reminder of the spirit that was born at Gallipoli and has endured through subsequent conflicts around the world, including here. In this centenary, in this cemetery where we gather this morning, we pay our respects to the 28 Australians and 15 New Zealanders who made their ultimate sacrifice here. And we are reminded of their courage, their mateship, their sacrifice and their endurance. Endurance that will never own defeat."
Vence su potom položili zamenik ambasadorke Australije Glenn Morrison, ambasador Turske Tanju Bilgić, delegacija Ministarstva odbrane Srbije, državni sekretar u Ministarstvu rada, zapošljavanja i socijalne politike Negovan Stanković, zamenik gradonačelnika Beograda Andreja Mladenović, kao i diplomatski predstavnici Velike Britanije i Kanade. Posle ceremonije na groblju Commonwealtha, Andrija Mladenović je za Beo Info kazao, citiram: "Odajemo počast svima koji su u Velikom ratu dali svoje živote za slobodu, a ove godine obeležava se 100 godina od njegovog završetka. Taj rat bio je opomena celom svetu, a mladi ljudi Australije i Novog Zelanda prošli su veliki put i u Evropi se borili za slobodu evropskih naroda i vrednosti koje i dalje moramo braniti." Kraj citata. Iz Beograda za SBS radio, Hranislav Nikolić.